The daytime sky darkens, temperatures drop, and most animals become quiet. Almost instantly, daylight is transformed into deep twilight as Venus and the brighter stars appear. Incredibly, where the sun stood sits a black disk surrounded by a pearly white halo with delicate, spiky streamers extending outward in all directions. You're experiencing a total solar eclipse, which astronomer Isabel Martin Lewis called the most sublime and awe-inspiring sight that nature affords. On Monday, April 8th, 2024, we'll be able to see a total solar eclipse from parts of Mexico, the U.S., and Canada. Another such eclipse won't be visible from the 48 contiguous states for 20 years. On the morning of April 8th, the moon's dark umbral shadow will cross the Pacific coast of Mexico. During the next several hours, that shadow will speed northeastward across parts of Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, several Midwestern states, Pennsylvania, New York, parts of New England, and southeastern Canada. The path of this total eclipse is narrow, nowhere wider than 125 miles, but the entire contiguous U.S. will experience at least a partial eclipse. From west central Colorado, about 69% of the sun's diameter will be covered by the moon, with maximum eclipse occurring around 12:34 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. So isn't 69% good enough? Veteran eclipse chasers say, no, definitely not. If you see only a partial eclipse, you'll have missed the most amazing sight, the beautiful solar corona, which Albert J. Meyer, co-founder of the National Weather Service, called a vision magnificent beyond description. The corona is the sun's atmosphere, where charged particles are propelled into space at speeds over 1 million miles per hour. From Earth's surface, the corona's beauty is easily visible only during the fleeting minutes when an eclipse is total. Never observe the partial phases of a solar eclipse directly without proper eye protection, as severe eye damage can result. Safe solar filters or image projection must be used to observe the partial phases. Partial phases will make up more than 96% of the eclipse's duration, even if you travel to where the eclipse is total. If you're staying locally on April 8th, join Brian Cashin, president of the Black Canyon Astronomical Society, at Centennial Plaza in Montrose to view the partial eclipse with eclipse glasses and safe computerized solar telescopes. Brian will also have a link to NASA sites that are live streaming the total eclipse. Here's wishing you awesome eclipse viewing under clear skies. You've been listening to Western Slope Skies, produced by the Black Canyon Astronomical Society and KVNF Community Radio. I'm Art Trevina.
To hear more Western Slope Skies episodes, subscribe to the Western Slope Skies podcast in your favorite podcast player. Visit kvnf.org for more information.